Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Welcome back, folks. It's Dr. Dan Soloway. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks, which you can find by going to danshealthtalks.com. From there, you can find links over to Pandora and iHeartRadio, and you can find over a year of shows there. I mean, over 60 shows, probably getting close to 70 shows by now. And so I really love that factor. You just go to Pandora or iHeartRadio and put in Dan's Health Talks, and there they are. And I have Stu Tomp with me right now, and when I have Stu as a guest, I will put him as the lead thing, even though I cover a lot of things within the show. He'll be the lead guest, and so you can find him talking about CBD. And if you want to know more about CBD, he's the man you go to. And so, Stu, thank you for being with us. And we were talking about some stuff before we started this interview. And one of the things that fascinates me and confuses me a little bit, too, because I don't have all the information I need, is turmeric. It can be really good on pain. Boswellia, turmeric and stuff. And then some people, it doesn't work that well, doesn't do that much. And some people, it works like magic. And then CBD can be fantastic for people, but they may not get the same results, or they may need something else, or most people love it for that reason and love it for their mood and everything else. But there's different pathways in the body, different areas of inflammation. We've talked over there that omega-3 oil works on one pathway. Well, we found out recently that the hyaluronic acid, we always thought is inflammatory, can actually be anti-inflammatory. So there's a lot that science is constantly learning and changing and modifying. But what is the difference between the way CBD works in the body versus some of these other natural pain relievers, or even opioids? What's the difference between the way CBD and opioids work?
Well, thank you so much for having me back on your show. I love this subject so much. There's so much to learn now, and no one needs to say anything that's not accurate or ridiculous, because everyone can fact check each other with these supercomputers.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
When you ask the question about what is the difference of the mechanisms of action, when I was out working for Nordic Naturals teaching people the mechanism of action, anti-inflammatory mechanism of action of how fish oils protect you, I had to teach mechanism of action, because that's the way we would get around the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, and the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, that said we're not allowed to really say anything. What do I mean by that? Supplements are to keep you healthy. Now, everybody knows we take supplements to stay healthy, but we're also trying to treat diseases somehow. But we're not allowed to really say anything about what it is that we're treating.
Well, hold on one second.
Mechanisms of action.
Hold on one second. People need to remember that the word disease means dis-ease, which simply means out of balance, that the body is not in balance, not in a state of homeostasis, that to be healthy and to be without pain, or to be less in pain, you bring certain things back into balance. And so I think if people understand the original meaning of the word and then what we're trying to do in the natural world, then they'll better understand that.
Thank you. But you know, we're also playing a game.
Yes.
Every thinking person knows we're playing a game, and that is we're all practicing medicine ourselves, and we shouldn't be. Okay, great. If that's a fact, then go to your computer, look up the mechanisms of action, and all of the pathway papers that Dr. Jeff Bland from Metagenics, considered the father of orthomolecular medicine. He would get up on stage and he'd show you all these pathways, and he spoke so fast, and he knew this stuff backwards and forwards, and everyone in the room was impressed. Well, guess, fast forward now, 20 years later, everyone has access to that same exact information. So let's jump in. Curcumin acts as an anti-inflammatory. This is all on PubMed right now. By inhibiting the same enzyme that aspirin does. And that's good. It's a natural alternative to aspirin. Curcumin is an anti-inflammatory, and it inhibits the cyclooxygenase COX-2, which is the target aspirin works at. So that's good, but what it's really doing is it's a natural way to help to slow down the inflammatory pain cascade. They also think that there could be some inside of the nucleus, they call them the PPAR receptors. They're the peroxisome proliferated activated receptors.
Stu and I used to use those words all the time. Really impresses you.
I know, that's why I try to spit it out.
Wow.
All that fancy terms for is something gets into the cell, into the nucleus, and then it launches gene programs. So look, everything does this to a certain or less degree. But the mechanism of the anti-inflammatory effects of curcumin are PPAR gamma activation and COX-2 inhibition. So it's different than, say, lavender. Lavender oil that you eat. You know, there's some really good evidence on lavender for stress if you eat it. Have you looked up some of that research ever?
Yeah, but I've also read that lavender may cause an estrogen increase in boys.
It does. If you use it topically, you can get some, you know.
Yeah, get breasts. If you want breasts, guys,
yeah,
I'm
no,
not
that,
saying.
You might not want that.
Yeah,
that might not be.
It may be your thing. I don't know. I'm not saying don't.
You may not, though. But if you did, you may want to take it internally instead of topically, unless, of course, you wanted that. But you look at how much, you know, you need 80 milligrams a day of the lavender to equal 0.5 milligrams of Valium or lorazepam. So why does that much Valium, why does that much lavender work like Valium? That much lavender starts to work on the GABA receptor a little bit. It changes the shape of the GABA receptor a little bit. And then so it helps you more appropriately deal with stress. So the point I'm making is there are all these different ways to help block inflammation, which then helps with stress, to block stress, which helps with inflammation. And when you look at all the mechanisms of all these different plants, they're all different tools in the tool chest. So the argument that one is better than another, well, that's ridiculous. We better prove that with randomized control trials. You know what I do hear, Doc, and you've heard this all the time. We were talking before the show. CBD might work for some people, where the curcumin works better for other people, and some people like the ashwagandha, and some people like the kava, and they find out which one works best for them. Isn't that been your experience?
Yeah, or high levels of fish oil, or omega-3 oil.
Oh, that's all. That is going to come back in such a big way. Watch. We're going to come back to where we were before, where we were all taking a lot of omega-3, my prediction, or we're going to get more serious about reducing the omega-6. I was ineffective at communicating that last time. I was teaching everyone to take handfuls of fish oil, and my teacher, Bill Land, said, if you reduce the omega-6 intake, you can pretty much get the same results. I think that might be better than taking handfuls of fish oil pills. At this point, years later, doesn't it sound like that might be as good or better?
I would do both. And it's
That's
not always easy.
That's what he said?
Yeah, and it's not always easy to, I mean, unless you're a really strong-willed person to eliminate everything that tastes good that also has some omega-6 in.
Yeah,
you know, like I like sunflower seeds. And that's one of the most inflammatory oils there is. But I still like to chew on sunflower seeds that are out of their shell.
Wait, before you say that, though, I want to jump in here, though. The sunflower seed oil may be, but the food people that I was fighting against when omega-3 was good and omega-6 was bad, right, when I was really dumb before I learned better and I was fighting this fight, all these people would look at me, the nutritionists, they would say, Stuart, no, but when you eat the nuts, you're getting a lot more than those just those fats. You're getting protein and other bioactive compounds.
That's true.
And you're
Vitamin
not
E.
eating donuts. You're not eating donuts. Every handful of nuts is a donut you're not eating. I'm like, man, you're smart. That's good.
Well, that's good, because I had some this morning before I came here.
That's a good point, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a good point. You fill up on things that are healthy, even if they're not as healthy as I've never noticed I don't know if I've noticed any inflammation from them. I used to always have a stop at 7-Eleven after I'd leave the gym and get some iced tea and sunflower seeds, and that was one of my habits. And I don't know. I'm taking so many things. I'm not the best person to guess on why I may not have a lot of inflammation. But let me ask you.
You do it all. You live an anti-inflammatory lifestyle. I think that's the real answer.
Yeah.
What we're teaching everyone is the thing we need to do is live more anti-inflammatory lifestyles, period.
Well, yes. And that also includes getting enough sleep and get some exercise and then recover from the exercise. Don't over-exercise, but exercise. Yesterday I did my series of push-ups and pull-ups and stuff with my – no, that's not right. I taught my exercise class, but the day before. Today I went, I'll just do my yoga stuff, and I don't think it's – my muscles haven't quite recovered. I don't need to do my push-ups and pull-ups. I know how to balance that. Most people don't. They either do too much or too little, and that takes some sophistication. But one other thing, Stu, when you were talking about curcumin working like aspirin, blocking the same enzymes – aspirin has some negative effects. I don't know if curcumin has those same negative effects. Is that right?
Well, no. I mean, no. Clearly, when you're dealing with a botanical, you're talking about modulation versus inhibition. Okay, so let's be clear there. Okay, all the plant bioactives are more polypharmacy because they have so many different compounds working together. But the argument that it's statistically, no matter what, infinitely better because it comes from the root and comes from nature isn't necessarily something that's provable. Now that we have proteomics and metabolomics and high screen throughputs, let's realize that God, nature, taught us these structures through these natural sources, which we can also then learn from and potentially even build on. And I think that's where the us versus them needs to end in the natural product industry, because it either works for you or it doesn't. You're happy and healthier now than you were last year, or you're not. And if you're not, then guess what? You can do what Dr. Dan and I are doing. I'll speak for myself. I got so stressed out with what's going on in the world, I had to put every single thing I've ever learned to the test myself. What a great opportunity. That is God doing for me what I was incapable of doing for myself. I have to practice everything that my teachers mentored me and the way people led through example, and you are one of them, my friend.
Oh, thank you. Well, and of course I have to do the same thing. It's very strange. We learn something, we get really good at it, it benefits us a lot, and then when we get to that state, we start thinking, well, this is just how I am. I don't need to do that to be that. We don't really consciously go through it. We just get lazy. And then we drop it, and then we forget about it, and then we go, wait a minute, I got to go back, and I need to work more on my hypnosis and my meditation techniques. I need to do this, and I need to be taking this product that used to give me this deep sleep and all this different stuff. In fact, one of the things that happened to me, there's a product I take for sleep, Invigorest, and it's a great GABA enhancer. As one of these,
love that one.
Well, because of COVID, they had trouble getting some of the ingredients. So I've been taking it for years, and then for about 2 months now, I haven't had it. And I go, oh God, I need this product. I'm buying things at the store, going, okay, melatonin, valerian, and all these things in it, and they help, but they're not as good as that product. And you don't know sometimes how much something is helping you don't have it.
Well, I had a surprise visit the other day from our friend Roby Mitchell, Dr.
Oh, yeah. Good to hear his name.
He came to visit me, and he looked at me. He has one of those gullwing BMWs that's got, an engine in there that no one knows how to fix. And he's a car freak, and he's a mentor and friend to me. And he said, Stu, I have a Model T Ford, and I know a guy that has all the parts, and we can get them, and we can fix them, we can do whatever we want, but that car over there... He said, I can't understand that car. That's intelligent design. He said, all I can do is fill up the air in the tires and make sure that it has water. I mean, he's so prophetic. I'm like, wow, man. I was looking at him. And of course, like, what he's saying is, you know, take care of yourself, like, in the simplest, most beautiful way. So that's why if you're out there trying to sleep and you're a nutball like me and you're taking too much melatonin, or you're, you know, I was doing the big tryptophan at one point, or the 5-HTP.
I was doing 5-HTP.
You're messing with this dance, okay? You need, talk about a dance, dopamine and serotonin, 50-50 balance, just there. They're like diametrically opposed to each other and in total balance.
Yes.
Boy, if that's not a metaphor for what's going on in the world right now. And we need to find a way to help the body repair, give the body what it needs. So if we communicate more, change our diets, turn off the TV, stop surfing the web, try some relaxing activities, get some exercise, and take some plus CBD, take turmeric if it works for you. But the, at the end of the day, the question is, are you feeling comfortable in your own skin? And I think we need to challenge each other and ourselves that it's more about how are you feeling and less about how are you looking. I know when you look good, you feel good, but come on. Come on, let's find out how are we really doing, right?
Now, Stu, we've gone real long here. I love what we're doing here. But, folks, what you need to try and see if it doesn't give you the effects you need, give it a few days, is plus CBD oil. I would use the gold CBD oil. That's my favorite.
That's it.
And then you can find it in Oklahoma City. You can find it all over in all the stores and all in grocery stores and every place else. But try that. And go to CV Sciences, and you can find more information. Stu, I'll be talking to you very soon. Thank you for being with us, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Doc.
The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigoRest. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com. That's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out. Put Dan in there. They'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. One of the best things I can tell you about to improve your health and stay healthy is a product called Ultimito Restore by Fox Legacy. And you can look it up by going to foxxrestore.com. This product has 28 different units plus black seed, olive oil, and olive leaf in it. I've seen more things turn around because of the XDS technology, the delivery system, that I would never thought was possible. And I want you to become familiar with this product and start using it because you'll see your life change with it. It's really that powerful. Welcome back, folks. It's Dr. Dan Soloway, and I'm glad you're with me today. And, of course, you're listening to Dan's Health Talks, which, by the way, you can find on Pandora or iHeart. But, of course, if you're listening to this, you probably found me on the Health Cafe on W4HC.com, which plays at 1 to almost 2 o'clock Eastern Time, or 12 to 12:50 here at Central Standard Time. But I really like the fact that they moved that over to Pandora and iHeart. So we have over a year of shows, and I've had people say, I'm going back through and listen to all your shows. Because I have great guests, and I think some of the things I tell you about are very important. And one of the most important things to talk to you about is sleep. And boy, as you get older, folks, that becomes a precious commodity. I mean, it becomes so important. And I've been taking a lot of things. And over the years, I've taken InvigoRest. And a month or two ago, I ran out of InvigoRest. A couple months ago, really when you need it most during all this stressful time. And there's was problem getting one of the important ingredients in because of the COVID thing and everything. And they finally got it all in. They're able to supply me with the InvigoRest. And I took it last night. Boy, that was deep, wonderful sleep. I mean deep, deep sleep that really refreshes the mind. When you're getting superficial sleep, I found myself feeling agitated, and you find yourself wanting to eat because your energy levels are low. Just a lot of things that happen. And they know that stroke and blood pressure and heart attacks and cancer and all that is related to poor sleep. So it's very, very important that you get sleep, and the older you get, the more you need it, because inflammation builds up when you don't get good sleep. And some of the things we talked about earlier are going to help you with sleep. And I've been doing a lot of that, but still, when I took Invigorous, it was what I was hoping it was going to be, and it just brought me into that deep, wonderful sleep, and I felt more refreshed than I've felt in a long time. It, what they've done here, and I helped design a little bit of this, but it, a lot of it was based on another product that we took and refined and got rid of some of the things that shouldn't be in there, like NutraSweet was a product, but we added other things to it. Theanine, which comes from green tea that helps produce alpha brain waves, relaxes the body without making it sleepy, but in the, or it can help you sleep if you need to sleep. Then we added, 5-HTP, which is more effective than tryptophan for most people. But either way, well, there was a number of things over the years that I worked with the original formulator of this to get it to the level we wanted it to. And for me, it's been magic, and for people that I've introduced. Now, some people just take a little half scoop, and that's all they need. Last night, I took about a scoop and a quarter, a scoop and a half. And I'm really glad I did. I just felt so much better. You know, after a period of years as people get older and they get less and less quality sleep, they start taking that for granted. They start thinking that's how they're going to feel. That's just part of the process. And a lot of times it is part of the process as you age, but it doesn't need to be part of the process. You can get quality sleep if you know what to do. But I was taking melatonin. I was taking L-theanine, and I was taking, oh, let's see, what else, 5-HTP, and all that helped me. But it didn't do the job that when I took the Invigorous product. So I'm really want you to get a hold of this and try it. Find out your own dosage. There's been people that have taken two or three dosages, scoops, but that's very, very rare. And it's also rare that some people say, oh, a third of a scoop, because they're not very big scoops. Third of a scoop or half scoop is all I need. But find out what your dosage is and please use it. I mean, you're going to help yourself avoid cancer, heart disease, inflammation, brain fog, which too much brain fog actually can be related to Alzheimer's, at least dementia, and immune repression, all these things that happen when you don't sleep well. So I want to give you this phone number, 877-338-3340, 877-338-3340. It's just a wonderful, wonderful product. It's a mixture of a lot of things. The main thing I get excited about this product, and I notice it affects my digestion too, is it increases GABA in the body, within the brain. It gives the nutrients to the brain that needs to make GABA. And GABA is very important in the body. And it rules the temporal lobes of the brain, which are right next to the ears. And but the GABA causes the body to get in the right rhythm and sequences. Like your hormones come out in different sequences throughout the body. But so does the movement of even your intestines or your organs. Everything has rhythms that they're supposed to work within and work in relationship to others. GABA rules that. It can also be the brakes. There's people out there that are just daredevils or they don't have any ability to control themselves. That means they're really low on GABA. And they have too much dopamine and not enough GABA. You need both. You need dopamine for energy, but you need to be able to put the brakes when the car is racing out of control. You need to be able to do that as well. And that's what you have when you have these two products. You have, and it actually addressed dopamine, which you would think would keep you awake. But it has an ingredient in there, a form of GABA, a special form that the Russians developed, and they used it for mild depression. But it is such a wonderful product. It's a mixture of a lot of different things. It's going to feed your brain what you need to really, really get good sleep. And so please take advantage of this, because sleep will change your whole life. It'll make you younger and healthier if you get quality sleep, and if you don't, it'll age you quickly. So I'm going to give you that phone number again. 877-338-3340, or go to rest, and restandrepair.com. Restandrepair.com. There's a place there you put in Dan or Radio Dan, or when you call them, they may ask you where you heard this. Tell them Radio Dan sent you. You'll love this product. You really were. I'm so excited I got mine in, and I'll have some for the next few months. Folks, we'll be right back.
This Robert Gene. I'm a fear expert. Fear is feelings emerging affecting reality, which really means memories create your fears. If you know how to change the bad memories and the reasons why you're fearful, you'll have peaceful mind. Learn how to drive your own mind from inside yourself. Adjust those memories, and you'll be free from the fears that's always controlled you. I guarantee it. Check me out, skillstochange.com.
I have Brian Jeffries with me, and he's with Uncrave Gum. I've been using it, folks, and it will curb your appetite. That's what it's supposed to do. And the saffron in there does a fantastic job. If you need to lose weight, need to snack less, you want to try this. Brian, tell people how to get a hold of the Uncrave Gum.
The best way to get a hold of us, the website at uncravegum.com. There you can actually buy it directly, or you can find where it's located in your area.
Fantastic. Thank you. Try it, folks. You'll love it. Write this number down, 405-627-1964, 405-627-1964. That's for Dr. Larry McDay. You've heard me interviewing about his Super Dan, which is Daily Assured Nutrition. I tell you, folks, that is a one heck of a bargain. You would have to spend five times as much to get all that's packed into that product. But also the Gastro product is phenomenal. Take advantage of it, folks. You'll love it. Call 405-627-1964. I want to make you aware that there's a new website for the show. It's very simple. It's Dan's Health Talks, D-A-N-S, healthtalks.com. Find leads on where to hear this show again, the podcast. You're going to be able to look at things I may have talked about, go directly to those companies, read their books like Doug Kaufman or Dr. Kaz Ingram. I'm really pleased with this, thanks to my friend Twyla Wilson. Again, it's Dan's Health Talks, D-A-N-S, healthtalks.com. So share this information, danshealthtalks.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. You're listening to Dr. Dan Soloway, and this is Dan's Health Talks, which, by the way, if you go to Dan's, D-A-N-S, no apostrophe, danshealthtalks.com, you can find my website, and from there you can link over to a lot of the things that I'm talking about. Like right now I'm going to interview a friend of mine that's the world's expert on removing traumas and a lot of times physical pain out of people's body and just stress and bring a lot of more peace and happiness to people, and that's Robert G. Smith. Well, he's on my website. If you go to sponsors and products, you'll find a link to his program. Faster EFT or Skills to Change. So, Robert, thank you for being with us today.
All right. Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. Now, Robert, one of the amazing things, now when I was 18 years old, I was studying the idea that psychosomatic pain or physical problems, heart problems, different things of that sort, was related to the belief system of the mind. And then as I got more and more educated in physiology and chemistry, I sort of went away from that. And then going to your seminars, I found out, ooh, wait, he's doing things that the traditional medical world would say is impossible, like people's blood sugar improving dramatically, just a number of different things that I would say, oh, no, wait, there's a physiological reason for that. How can you just change that by changing your belief? Well, I used to understand that real well. Then I just got reconditioned to think in a different way. So let's talk about how past traumas and pains, how they stay with people and how they can be erased even if they've been there for a number of years.
Well, it's very interesting. You know, you do have to understand that if you personally, Dan, or anyone else listening, if you cannot change your hard drive in your computer, and the computer's not working, therefore you're going to say that the computer's broken and it has a disorder. And so if you've been trained to notice behavioral patterns, and you recognize these patterns, and if you can't change it, therefore, you know, there's an easy operating system within each and every one of us called the limbic system, and it has all the different cortices. And understanding the mental mechanics, which is neurological processes within the mind, you can change it if you understand it and how it operates and change. And that's what I do, how the mind processes information, how the subconscious mind organizes and replicates from what it has. I have a lot of people who come to my system who ill, chemical sensitivities, they have food sensitivities, they have real physical pains, back pains, etc. And these pains are actually real inside their body, but not realizing that it is the brain or the limbic system is actually taking. For example, this woman who's was a nurse, and she's witnessed a lot of traumas in being a nurse. She witnessed a lot of bad experiences growing up as a child. And if you don't know how to process trauma, the limbic system will take these memories and it'll organize it and it'll express it kinesthetically. That means you'll feel it physically. So over a period of time, she becomes chronically ill, chemical sensitive, so sensitive, as a matter of fact, she couldn't have her kids to come and see her. She had to wear masks. She was trapped at home, basically. The world got so small. Very, very common with nurses and people who've witnessed and experienced a rough, bad childhood. And so the brain was holding on to these experiences and trying to keep her safe from more trauma in her life. Therefore, the illness got worse and worse. The problem is prefrontal cortex thinking or logical thinking, we actually start to feed or rehearse, replay, build our whole life around being ill. Therefore, when we focus on illness, we see illness, and we're afraid to get ill, you actually feed the dragon within. Therefore, the pain and the illness gets worse. So she started watching my videos, and one of the things I say it's your limbic system, your brain, is doing it to you. And it's not doing it in a vicious way. It's doing it in what you call a survival way, because you don't want to get hurt. You don't want to be traumatized more. So therefore, it's going to keep you from going to work. It's going to keep you from people so that you won't get hurt. So what she did is she started watching my videos, and I clearly said, hey, it's your brain doing it to you. And of course, if you're, you know, if you don't know how to change your memories, if you don't know how to update your memories, diffuse the emotional traumas from your childhood, from your past, your brain's going to find you some way to escape. That means it's going to use illnesses and being sick as a way of escaping. That means you don't have to go to work, you know, to deal with crazy people. Or addiction, such as excessively eating, drinking, cleaning, shopping, whatever it is that you do, to try to escape your emotions. And over a period of time, this starts to build up. That means you start to perfect the great illness or the great addiction or the great pain. So what we do, and I have what we call a process called the art of change, aim, release, and transform, is we elicit unconscious strategy, basically eliciting the memories and experiences and start changing those memories. Because again, remember, the mind has what you call mind maps, pain maps, trauma maps, I love food maps. And immediately when I say liver and onions, some of you are going to go yes, and the others are going to go no. This is called a liver and onion map. That means you immediately know what to say and do when that topic comes up. It's the same way with pain, it's the same way with addictions, and it's the same way with illnesses. Because again, I remember talking on the phone to my friend, and he's on the phone, he's going, I just got a horrible cold, I feel nauseous and all this stuff. And I get off the phone, I actually started to kind of feel like I also got the virus too.
I used to be the worst on empathetic pain and problems.
And that's because they stirred up my own cold flu map. Now the deal is the brain keeps recycling this. And it perfects these, and it makes it bigger and bigger and worse and worse. So knowing how to go in and update your memory maps or your pain maps or your trauma maps, you actually set your body free. Remember, it's not the body doing it to you. The body is what I call the innocent servant. It follows the mind. And if the mind holds a trauma, it has to hold it somewhere. So it holds it in the mind and expresses that reality through the body. And of course, we consciously don't understand how to drive the mind. And we look at the body, we say, there's something wrong with my body, not realizing the body is just an honest expression of what your mind holds. So the true culprit to our illnesses, our addictions, our fears, our hurts, and our trauma is memory. And knowing how to update memory to a positive instead of a negative, because we can compound negative experiences. And, you know, I always say fear is a great witch. Fears are affirmations. The more you fear it, the bigger it gets. So we have to figure out how to diffuse what's behind the fear and what's behind the pain and what's behind the trauma.
Okay. I've seen it, and I'm always amazed by it, and I've done it myself. Sometimes I'm very good at it. Sometimes I'm probably not grabbing hold of what the actual core of that problem is. And that's one of the things I think you're so good at, is diving into that and making the person go right into what the problem is and then erasing it. Sometimes people want to skip around it. They want to avoid it. They're afraid of it. And yet they to get past it, they have to go to it. Am I saying that right?
Well, I kind of changed some of the languaging. We don't actually erase memories. We actually update the neurological information, which therefore diffuses the kinesthetic responses and the belief responses. That's the key. One is I always think if you're in the front seat driving your life, you go where you want to go. But if you're not taking control of your whole mind, which, you know, you have the prefrontal cortex, which is logical cognitive thinking, and you have the other 60%, which is the limbic system. And unfortunately, when the autonomic responses or the limbic system shoots out the chemical reactions, such as fight or flight, the fears, etc., prefrontal cortex checks out, and the unconscious, the trauma, the fears, the hurts, takes over, and then after it's all over with, consciously go, what's wrong with me? I must be broken, not realizing it is the limbic system driving the car, the bus, taking you where you don't want to go, because you consciously never were educated on how to change memory. And if you can't change memory and you can't change those references inside yourself, you're a slave to it. And I personally don't think we should be a slave to the past unless it's a good past. And you can always update memories to where they're positive. So that's what we're after, really.
Okay. We're
to take full control.
Well, so people listening, they're going to say, how do I take advantage of this? How do I learn this technology? And I know it's not difficult and it doesn't take a long time, but still, how do they get a hold of you? Some people are wanting to take your seminar. By the way, folks, right, people come from all over the world to study with Robert, and Robert goes to a lot of different places in the world to do seminars. So this may be heard no telling where, because it's an international show, some country may want you to come there.
Yeah, I've traveled around the world by like, 20 different countries. My videos are translated into 13, 14 different countries, languages. And I have a lot of people travel. I live currently in Oklahoma. How you do this, guys, is know someone who knows what they're talking about. And I think you can hear his voice right now. I know what I'm talking about. I guarantee I can make the changes. I educate you.
Yeah.
My first level of training is you can change yourself. And the biggest problem, even in healing modality worlds, all these different modalities, one of the common things I hear people say, I can change other people, but I don't know how to change me. And I think that is such a sad situation where you can't work on yourself. So the first thing is, I want to empower you, the individual, show you where the controls are, show you what you can do and how to go in and make deep neurological shifts to where your life is better. Because who wants to be controlled by their past? Who wants to be controlled by the negative, hurtful past? And of course, some people are very proud of their pain and their misery, and that's okay too. But you can perfect the misery and pain and even make it worse if you so want to with the correct education. So my thinking is learn how to take control of your mind. learn how to take control of your life. And of course, as you do that, the people in your life who you love and care for, such as your children, your partners, your colleagues, they will improve because your attitude and your healing has shifted. So that's what we're after, really, is learning how to create the life you want, find your love, find your passion, create the finances, create the health you want. And you cannot go back to what you used to be. You can only create something bigger and better. And that's what I do. So my website is skillsthechange.com. My name is Robert Gene Smith, the creator of Utaptics and Pastor of Tea. I have about 1,400 video views on YouTube, 11 plus million views. I guarantee this works. It'll work for you. You just got to have to step in inside yourself and discover where are the controls and start taking control of your life, really.
Okay. And so if they want to contact you, what's the best way to do it?
Well, I would go to skillsofchange.com. I have an office here in Oklahoma City. It's right off of 50th in Portland. And the best way is skillsofchange.com. You can send us an email. We've got YouTube videos. Healing Magic is my YouTube channel. And if you want a session, you want somebody to change your life, listen, give me a call. Look me up. I'll help you change those memories that you've been fighting with all your life. And make it end today.
Folks, this will not only take care of personal relationships, but if you're a business person, it'll make you much more successful in business as well as in your personal life. Mm-hmm. Robert, I want to thank you for being with us. We got to run here, but thanks very much, and this will help a lot of people.
Okay, thank you, Dan. Thank you, guys.
Folks, there's a number of different CBD products out there. So many. Everyone jumped into it. But the company that was one of the first and the best is the one that I use because I know the purity and the efforts they go, and I know the research. And I know because they use it in an oil base and the way they do it, it will last 4 or 5 times longer in my system, and yet because they're so big, they're able to give it a very economical price. And that CV Sciences and their products are plus CBD oil. I use the gold, and I also use the red sometimes if I have some peripheral pain going on. Fantastic products, folks.
One of the best things I can tell you about to improve your health and stay healthy is a product called Ultimito Restore by Fox Legacy. And you can look it up by going to foxxrestore.com. This product has 28 different units plus black seed, olive oil, and olive leaf in it. I've seen more things turn around because of the XDS technology, the delivery system, that I would never thought was possible. And I want you to become familiar with this product and start using it because you'll see your life change with it. It's really that powerful. Welcome back, folks, and thank you for listening today. This is Dr. Dan Soloway. If you're just tuning in right now, you listen to Dan's Health Talks. And if there's something you heard today and you want to hear it again, if you came in late and you're not right here on the Health Cafe, you can go over to Pandora or to iHeartRadio. In about a week or so, maybe less time than that, you'll find it up there. And this one has Stu or to say... Inflammation and Anti-Aging is sort of the title for this one. And you can look for the date as well. So on Pandora and iHeartRadio.com, if you go to podcasts and put in Dan's Health Talks, there will be a number of podcasts there for you to check out. So now, I want to finish this. This could be a whole show, but I want to finish this. First of all, we'll go over a little bit what we talked about. Stu, we talked about the different pathways and how CBD, which is really important for anti-aging, we didn't even hardly know much about it just a few years ago, but we're learning how much it affects in the body. And things like turmeric, which is curcumin, and there's some great curcumin products. I think the AltaCur and Terry Naturally's products are both very good. You can get them in stores all over town. I know Omega Health, I was talking to them here in Oklahoma City about that yesterday. It's a great product, very important for a lot of different aspects. Some of the first things that people think of for anti-aging is omega-3 oil. In the areas of the world where people have, in the areas of the United States too, where they have a lot of cold water fish, they have low depression, very low heart disease and very low inflammation and very low Alzheimer's. In fact, UCLA found he put the brakes on Alzheimer's at high doses of fish oil, omega-3 oil, and there's other forms of omega-3 oil. They're starting to use the algae, which is where the fish get their omega-3 to start with. So it works very, very effectively, bring down the inflammation. And also green tea. Interesting thing about green tea, the antioxidants in green tea, the ECGC, seems to untangle the neurons of the brain that set up Alzheimer's. There was a really good article in Life Extension a few years ago that I read about its effect on maybe reversing or stopping the progression of Alzheimer's with green tea. So every day, in fact, before I did a show, I have a nice big glass of green tea. I add some stevia, and it's one of the things I just routinely do. Other things is a lot of healthy oils. Like I start my morning with avocado, and I had a collagen protein drink this morning. And they recognize that collagen protein and whey protein, either one, but collagen really good for the skins and joint, blood vessels, and whey is good for the muscles, which as you age, they atrophy. Zinc is important for your immune system. About 50 milligrams of zinc, maybe as much as 75 in some cases. CoQ10, big thing. High doses of the bicanol, the N-O-L form on the end, really important. 100, 200 milligrams, fantastic for the heart. And then its cousin, PQQ, actually increases the mitochondria, where the CoQ10 helps the body energize the mitochondria. PPQ helps your body produce more. And that's what happens if you're an athlete training or you're young. You have a lot of mitochondria, which is energy cells within the cells. You have more of these when you're young, a whole lot more. You may have 10 times. Let's say when a child is 9 years old, 90% of his mitochondria is activated and full and complete, where at 90 years old or 80 years old, only 10%. That's the primary reason so many diseases set up is mitochondria dysfunction. Now, the best product for all this, for the mitochondria, and I've seen phenomenal things, I'm going to be doing more shows on it, is a product called Restore. There's other things that are really fantastic for it, but Restore is fabulous. And that phone number, call my friend Roger Hill, 301-526-0600, 301-526-0600, and start taking Restore. At least take it in the morning. Sometimes if you have something serious going on, taking it twice a day, and you'll start seeing the effects from taking this deal. Sometimes you'll see it right away. The Rejuvenate Gel is also great if you have any superficial joint problems or skin problems or anything. But take this Restore product. It's Ultra Mito Restore, 301-526-0600. And it will increase the amount of mitochondria and energize the mitochondria, and then the cells can regulate itself, detoxify itself. And the miracles that I'm seeing with people are just stunning to me. And it has in there things that are considered for anti-aging. Anthoxanthin. You only need a few milligrams of anthoxanthin to have a very powerful antioxidant protecting the cells, and even seeing it in your face and everything else. Anthoxanthin is very powerful. Ubiquitous antioxidants. And of course, CoQ10 is too. Now, resveratrol, when it first came out, we went, oh, this extends laboratory mice lifespan by 30%. It's probably not as great as we thought it was going to be, but it's still phenomenal. And they give it to obese mice. They give it to one group of mice, and then they overfed them. And the ones that had resveratrol didn't get fat, the ones that didn't did. And then pycnogenol, or pine bark. I prefer pine bark. It's the same thing, but less expensive. It also helps protect the DNA. Then things for your eyes, like I take lutein and zeaxanthin, and astaxanthin helps as well to protect the eyes, which have a tendency to go as we get older. So all these things contribute to keeping the body young. But I think the most powerful one I've ever seen, and the one I take every morning and sometimes twice a day, is these products by Fox Legacy, which you can find on my website. If you go to my dancehealthtalks.com and you go to products, you can find Fox Legacy and link over there. But I think the better thing is for you to call Roger Hill at 301-526-0600, and you'll see why I get excited about this product. For myself, my maximum push-ups for last 10 years had been around 55 to 60. Now I do 85, sometimes 95, and I'm 71 years old, folks. That is what happens when you have more mitochondria, and it affects every aspect of your life. We'll be back next week. I got a lot more to talk to you about, and share this show with friends and family. Let them know about this. We're trying to help as many people as we can. Thanks again for listening.